This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
My fellow Americans, get ready for an incredible future because the golden age of America has only just begun. It will be like nothing that has ever been seen before. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
Donald Trump giving that speech last night, a joint address to Congress. He was flanked by J.D. Vance and Mike Johnson. And it's these images that, you know, they come back and you get to see, oh, yeah, that's right. That's who was in place at that particular time. I can think of different times when we would look back and there'd be a Democrat with Democrats back there. And it just, I was forlorn over it because they could do so much with that majority. The Republicans have it now. Last night, Donald Trump laid out a magnificent set of receipts of 6 weeks in the office so far, but also a plan for the future, as we just heard him say right there. Our guest on the line with us, it's Wednesday, DeRoy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, a Project 21 ambassador as well, and a Fox News contributor. DeRoy, were you able to listen to the speech last night? And if so, what'd you think?
I did. I watched the speech live as it was happening, and I thought it was a very powerful recap on the part of President Trump of what he's been able to accomplish in the last 43 days, and a pretty clear picture of where he wants to go next. I thought it was very strong. It was very energetic. He was in command. He looked and sounded terrific. I thought the folks he had up in the balcony, the young kid who I guess lived to be, he's now 13 years old, having been told that originally, I guess he was supposed to have died of brain cancer at age 5. He's now 13 and is a big fan of cops, and the Trump made him an honorary Secret Service agent, and had the Sean Curran, head of the Secret Service, give him a Secret Service badge, and the kid hugged the Secret Service agent. We had another guy who I guess a high school student whose father was a cop who was killed, and he's applied to West Point. And Trump announced from the podium there in the House chamber that his application was approved, and the young guy's going to West Point. I mean, that was very touching, moving, fantastic television. And Trump's a real showman in every good sense, able to do that sort of thing. What did bother me, and what a lot of people are talking about today, is the behavior of the House Democrats, both House and Senate, the entire side. The Democrats side of that room, it's not a surprise they didn't stand up and cheer when Trump called for tax cuts and talked about DOGE and its fight on government waste. But when they didn't stand up and cheer for that 13-year-old boy who's a brain cancer survivor, when they didn't stand up and cheer for that young man who's going to be going to West Point, when they didn't stand up and if not cheer, at least applaud, you know, with great respect for the families of Lake and Riley and Jocelyn Nungare, who were in the House chamber up in the balcony there. You think of nothing else when somebody is sitting there whose daughter, or in those cases, two daughters, have been killed by illegal aliens, that you have some sympathy and empathy for them, and you applaud and show your respect and solidarity for these people. The Democrats just sat on their butts and didn't do a thing. This party is based on hatred, based on derangement over Donald J. Trump. They have nothing to offer, nothing positive. They've become a basically just a force for destruction, evil in this country. I think we saw it on full display and in living color last night on television across the country.
I think you're right. DeRoy Murdoch speaking with us right now. I feel like that was the sense that, the absolute dismay that the Democrats feel that they lost this last election, it's very palpable. It's very depressing to see. There's nothing about the Democrat Party right now that gives energy to the political conversation. And it really feels to me like the only calculus they have is the, put the finger in the wind and try to guess where the politics are going to breeze the next day. And they've missed on it so much that they're not even advocating for policy. Their policy is Trump bad, we hate him.
That's about it. And look, it's one thing if the public were with them, that would make sense. But the public is in favor of seeing the border closed. The public is in favor of rounding up illegal alien criminals and deporting them. The public is in favor of the tax cuts he wants to do. The public is very much in support of DOGE in the effort to fight government waste, fraud, and abuse. And you think the Democrats would be able to read a poll. You know, these recent polls that have come out, like the Harvard-Harris poll, this is not done by, Fox News or by, by some right-wing outfit. Harvard is obviously not very right-wing, and Harris poll is kind of a middle-of-the-road poll. And they found, I believe, 52% approval for Trump. And then among the policies I mentioned to you, 60 and 70 and 72% support. I believe the CBS survey last night found 76% of favorability for Trump's speech. And the Democrats, if nothing else, you think they can read polls and think, okay, well, the public's with him, so maybe we should tone it down a little bit. They're not toning it down. They're just doubling and tripling down on beating up on Trump, fighting him tooth and nail on everything. And it's just going to make them even more isolated and even more out of touch with the American public. And if that's what they want to do and make themselves increasingly irrelevant, I applaud that and welcome them and urge them to continue.
DeRoy Murdoch speaking with us right now. I think listening to the upbeat nature, the positivity that surrounded President Trump's speech last night, at the same time, we're watching, he gets into office 6 weeks later and he's a major part of negotiating peace between Ukraine and Russia. And it's very out in the open. And, we're watching the sausage making taking place there. We're seeing the implementation of tariffs. That kind of feels like a tense situation. It's not easily predictable how this is going to unfold. And I look at the Trump administration and you even heard Trump talk last night, we're putting these tariffs in. It might be bumpy for a little bit, but he's making bold, big promises about the long term of what his plan is. Donald Trump is asking the Americans to trust him right now in some of these plans, as we are seeing the transparency of this administration. Do you think that he still has the support that he gained in the election right now when he's asking for the trust of the American people to see these plans through?
Well, he certainly does for now. I mean, if these tariffs are transformed from what they have been up until now, which is basically blunt instrument trauma to get countries to do what we want in terms of, let's say, closing the border with the U.S. and Mexico or U.S. and Canada, pressuring Colombia and Venezuela to take back Colombian and Venezuelan illegal alien criminals. These governments have buckled and said, okay, aye, sir, whatever you want. Panama basically booting the Chinese out of the Panama Canal. The tariff threats have done that. Now, if they go beyond that and they're not just threats, but they actually end up sticking, and every product that comes from Mexico or from Canada has an extra 10% charge on top, that's, I think, going to be inflationary, and that's going to be a problem. And if that sticks and we see prices going up rather than going down, I think that really is going to take a toll on President Trump's popularity. But I think if these are used either to get countries to behave a different way or to say, okay, look, we'll cut the tariff on your end if you cut it on we'll cut it on our end if you cut it on your end, and we basically bring tariff levels down overall and have more freer trade than when we started, that's a good thing. But if it ends up being a trade war with high tariffs sticking on both sides, that's not good for the economy, and I think that will not be good for President Trump's political standing either.
DeRoy, we spent years talking with one another here on Wednesdays about Joe Biden and his administration and the peril that the country was in. And I certainly was scratching my head thinking, gosh, everything they've thrown at Donald Trump, how's he going to pull this off? I mean, did I want it? 100%. Did I believe it could happen? Less than 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of wild to me to know that we had so many conversations about what Joe Biden was doing or what was a part of having be done to this country, he's such a distant memory so quickly.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't think anybody's seen the man since January 20th. I mean,
is that curious to you?
A little bit. Usually these guys, you know, he's not going to get up and give speeches necessarily, but, you know, you'll see him go shopping or, you know, go play golf or, you know, at least be seen in public. Now, maybe he's been seen in public. They're just not broadcasting the images, but I've not seen a photo or a piece of video or anything since he left D.C. in January 20th. So maybe he's been just indoors at this point, number one. And what also is equally invisible is his entire policy agenda. I mean, almost everything that he signed has been... The executive orders have been overturned. Other executive orders have blocked a lot of his policies. Certainly, DOGE is going after a lot of the ridiculous spending, like we've seen under USAID. I mean, one of the most amazing examples is this outfit run by Stacey Abrams down in Georgia, the failed gubernatorial candidate. She's involved with one of these green energy outfits. They raised, I think, income of $100 in 2023, and in 2024 they got a grant from the EPA for $2 billion. So it went from $100 in 1 year to $2 billion with a B, like Bravo, the next. I think a lot of that stuff is being zeroed out. So a lot of what Joe Biden did or tried to do is just being reversed by Trump, and his reputation, Biden's reputation's going down the toilet, as well as much of his policy agenda. And I think in many respects, as you say, he's kind of a forgotten figure at this point.
And, you know, DeRoy, I think the most interesting part about it is last night at the speech where Donald Trump definitely advocated and talked about his policies with the mandate behind him that he believes that he has. He kind of threw some blows towards Joe Biden and referred to him as the worst president ever. And I feel as though that's a political maneuver towards the Democrats who are sitting in there. You know, it's like they're hanging on to the one last thread of whatever he might not have been able to overturn yet from the Biden administration. But, you know, if you think about Joe Biden and how he's just faded into the background, and the Democrats who were there couldn't even take their eyes off of their cell phones while we're acknowledging, you know, children who have beaten cancer. I just look at the Democrat Party and I'm like, I don't have any idea where that party is headed.
I agree with all of that. And then you had this Congressman Al Green on the House floor screaming at Trump, "You don't have a mandate. You don't have a mandate," while he's shaking his cane in his face. My God, this is from the party that always says, "Oh, Trump is a bully. We want more civil discourse. You know, why is he using such divisive rhetoric, et cetera, et cetera?" I can't think of anything much more divisive than having the President of the States standing in front of you speaking, and you're going to stand up and interrupt him and shake a cane in his face. That sounds like pretty divisive behavior, so much so that the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had to send the Sergeant-at-Arms to take that congressman off the House floor and get him out of the room. I mean, you know, I've never seen a Republican behave that way. Astonishing. So these are the same party that says, "Oh, we want more civil discourse, and, you know, let's be united," and they engage in this kind of incredibly, terribly divisive behavior. It's just appalling and totally unacceptable.
DeRoy, we always appreciate having you on, especially after a night like last night. Thanks for being with us again here today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. DeRoy Murdoch, he is our friend, a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and a Fox News contributor. Always good to talk to him. All right, now it's your turn. What do you say? You want to give us a call? Tell us what you felt about the speech last night and answer the YouTube live chat poll for today. Does President Trump have a mandate from the American people? Trump sure spoke last night like he believes he does. If you listen to us at the beginning of the show here, we had Stephen A. Smith advocating to the ladies of The View. Oh my gosh, yes, this is a mandate in every single way it could possibly be a mandate. We want to know what you think. So you're going to give us a call. We'll put you on the air, give you the opportunity to talk about the speech last night, and let us know if you think Donald Trump truly has a mandate. The phone number to call, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Get an open line right now while they last, and we'll get through as many phone calls as we can. Coming up next on The Annie Frye Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm losing my mind just a little.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
I don't know if he practiced his delivery on that line, but I don't know that he could have delivered it better.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest mic drop moments of the night.
All we need is a pause for effect. New president. It's like, oh man. And I was watching it on our White House stream that we used on our live broadcast last night. So I didn't watch any of the Fox coverage, didn't have any, just presented the way at least the White House YouTube channel wanted to present it. And it was just some to behold. We want to know what you think. 314-241-9797. Looks like we have one open line, if you'd like to grab that. We're going to get through some of these phone calls here and let you talk about the speech, what you thought about it, and also if you think that Donald Trump has a mandate. Let's start with Paul. Paul, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. How'd you feel last night watching that speech?
Well, first off, I had to listen to it because I'm blind, but that's okay.
Well, thank you, Paul.
I was impressed. The man has a mandate, and he's being very transparent, and good God, he's only been there for 43 days, but let me talk about the Democrats for a moment.
Okay.
I hope the Democrats continue to act like clowns, because midterms are coming up, and you explained to me how a Democratic candidate is going to be able to defend their actions. Keep acting stupid, folks, because you're going to lose all the seats you got coming up.
Paul,
and finally,
go ahead.
Finally, Carolyn Leavitt. My God, what a refreshing take over KJP. That woman has got so much poise. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a different world, isn't it, Paul? Thank you for listening to us. We're grateful for that. And if you saw Elon Musk on X agrees with Paul, he said after seeing what happened last night, he said he doesn't think 60 senators is out of reach. Now, I don't know if that's the case or not, but at least this version of the Democrat Party, I don't know if they have a clear focus on where to go in order to get there, because hating Trump has not gotten them anywhere. They've gotten to this point by hating Trump, and it's not a strategy. Duran, let's talk to you. Thank you for listening to the Annie Fry Show. What were your thoughts about the speech last night and whether or not Donald Trump has a mandate?
How's it going? I didn't really have an opinion on how he's running things. I think the speech was great, like everything with the kids and everything. That was amazing. It makes him look even bigger. But I mean, as far as what he plans on doing, I think that he's just continuing from where he started, which was after his first term. Starting silence because, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you say continuing from his first term, what, like what?
I mean, I'd speak for the Democrats if no one else has a voice because the first term after Barack Obama, it didn't look that bad for the next president. It was kind of clean slated for him. And he came in with his very own agenda from what it looked like. And I'm not really into politics that deeply, but this really gets my attention because everyone thinks that Democrats are sliding, you know, and forgetting about what, you know, what they stand for. But obviously, this guy is, he's a guy that'll run you over if you don't agree with him. He looks like Darth Vader with a Trump.
Trump looks like Darth Vader to you? Is he gone?
I think we might have lost him.
Man.
He's still connected, but maybe the connection was bad.
314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. I had a lot of questions I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Sounds like maybe he was a Democrat, but had an open mind. I'm not sure.
He's listening to this show.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
314-241-9797. Let's get to Saul. Saul, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the speech last night?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Saul, go ahead. If you turn your radio down, it'll be easier to hear us.
Yeah, you know, I'm an independent.
Okay.
Why do we not have term limits for those tired, sit-around, do-nothing Democrats?
Just for the Democrats? I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, why don't we have term limits in the Senate and the Congress? Because all those, they get there and they think they're invincible.
Mm-hmm.
You read some of the stories about how they've made their wealth off cheating the public, and that's why I'm an independent. You know, we've got to rotate these people with new blood, new ideas. They all sit on their butts, and it's a shame. Trump's gonna change it, and they're just gonna continue to hate it because they don't understand it, I think.
Do you feel like there are Republicans who are in office right now also that think that they're untouchable?
Well, I'm not going to say that nobody's untouchable, but they you know, they have a mission, and their mission is to make America better.
Yeah. Well, I think to your point, Saul, that when you see, I was going to say what the Democrats stand for, but literally, when you see what they literally sit for and you watch them just operate, at least out of hatred for Donald Trump specifically, and then, of course, anything else that's downstream from Donald Trump, I just don't even know what they're offering the American people right now as an alternative. Because in America, competition and the free market, that makes everything better. And I'm worried that the Republicans could get complacent or sloppy if there is no viable Democrat Party out there advocating for something a little bit different. And I don't know what they stand for at all.
Well, and I think that this election has woke up everybody.
Yeah, I think
I don't know how to say it, but my parents are still alive in the 80s. They're diehard Democrats, and all they do is say Trump's the devil. This guy's the devil, and what can you tell me to do different? Well, we just got to get rid of Trump. Well, they can't see past their hatred, like you said. It's just such a shame, and I've been an independent, and I never followed politics till I saw how terrible that Joe Biden was, and the strength was not there. And if Trump gets all these wars done, it will be great for the whole world.
It will. Hey, Saul, as someone who doesn't pay a whole lot of attention to politics, truly, sincerely, thank you for making us a little part of what you might be hanging out with to try to get a little closer to it. We do appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the phone call. We appreciate you. Let me get to Tina. Tina, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about President Trump's speech last night?
I thought he was amazing. I think everything he's doing is amazing. I think he has had the hand of God placed on him to save the world.
I love it. I mean, that's a big, bold statement. That'll make some people who are on the left listening right now just like throw up in their mouth. But you seem pretty sincere about that.
Oh, I firmly believe it. I believe that God has touched him and God has made him a way to try to save this world. Because if Trump doesn't do it now, nothing is going to save this world. We're done for.
Tina, what, just to elaborate a little bit, what do you think that Trump is going to save the world from?
The Democrats and the evildoers.
Well,
I mean, I don't know what you call them, the deep state. I just call them the evildoers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
I think people are trying to get rich off of it. Not trying, have. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She got $11 million for vegetation in her vineyard out of that you said, or however you say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're so mad about. They're not afraid of what he's going to do. They're afraid of what he's going to find out.
Well, I think that's absolutely accurate. Tina, thank you for your passion and for listening. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. You know, the beginning of her conversation there, just going to go a little bit behind the scenes. I don't know that we've ever done this on the station, but every once in a while you'll get like these canned phone calls that radio stations will use in promos. But it's just like an actress saying it or an actor saying it. That's what she sounded like. It sounded so like on, like she delivered that.
I just got a private message. Tina was Ethan.
Yeah, that was Ethan.
Yeah, that was just Ethan.
Yeah, it was Ethan using his lady voice.
I told him I need a promo.
I loved that, Tina. Thank you so much for calling. Gary, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on President Trump's speech last night?
I thought his speech was excellent. And I thought the Democrats made fools of themselves by not sitting, by sitting the whole time when that 13-year-old boy who has brain cancer, they wouldn't even stand up and clap for him or the other two ladies that lost their daughters. Guess what? The Democrats have just lost the midterms.
Mm.
And they will lose from now on. The American people aren't stupid. And I believe that President Trump is going to accomplish everything that he said he would. And he closed the border in less than 43 days. And that tells you right there, these Democrats only think about lining their own pockets with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm ready. They've lost everything. And anybody that'll vote for them needs their head examined.
Gary, thank you for the phone call. I love it.
I love that point is coming to light, because that's not a new problem.
Go ahead.
The fact that politicians are using this kind of roundabout system to enrich themselves,
yeah,
that has been happening
it's
for a long time. But right now, it's like under the microscope, in the light. People know that it's happening, and they're just like, that's it. We're done with it.
Last night, Donald Trump said something about how they're going to like weed out the mismanagement of taxpayer funds, whatever. And the Republicans stood up and they're like, yeah, that's when he introduced DOGE. And the left was like, boo.
They just thought, little signs.
Dude, that's all you really need to know. Like, they're like, misuse of taxpayer funds. We're going to weed that out. And the Democrats are like, you suck.
Keep misusing them.
Yeah. Marie, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What did you think about the speech last night?
Hi. Well, first of all, this is the first time I've ever called in on something like this. And I just happened to be out and hearing the show.
Thank you for calling.
That was probably the first time ever that I listened. I was by myself and I listened to the president's speech beginning to end without any commentary. I just observed. And what I found to be absolutely stunning was the behavior and the lack of compassion, empathy, and the humanity of the one group of people. It wasn't what anything was said. It was what their actions. And it said, actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I need. I mean, they were so no compassion, no anything connection with those people that have suffered loss. And I say those people, the young boy, the 13-year-old, those are that's me. That's my family. That's my neighbor. That's my people that have died in battle. And I was alone, so I didn't have anywhere when I watched that.
Yeah.
It was stunning. I thought, I was brokenhearted, and I am brokenhearted that those people that have been elected to those positions to be represented, they don't care about it. There was no caring about us, and I'm saying us.
Yeah.
I mean, that I'm a widow. I can understand all of that.
Marie, I think one of the things I think that you're saying here, which is so important for people to remember, is that what you saw last night, Marie, is what America saw last night. And in this country, we can change our House representatives every 2 years. And I think that
it
is something
that matters. I'm not going by party. I'm being deliberate. I mean, it was just the body language and the behavior. Mm. It was just so sad. It was so, so sad.
Marie, I appreciate so much you calling into the show. And you said that was your first time. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you for reaching out to us and sharing your thoughts on that. Now, let's see. We got a full board of phone calls here. And I want to continue to take your calls. So let's take a break and do more phone calls on the other side.
Yeah, it sounds great.
The number to call is 314-241-9797. I don't have any open lines right now, but if somebody decides they don't want to hold through the break, you could maybe slip in an open spot. 314-241-9797. Let's see here. Duren has called back in. Jim, Jennifer, Charlie, Stephanie, and one person Ethan's talking to right now. Hold on the line. We'll be right back. Oh, take a step. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I can never hear this song without thinking about one of our basketball players who called out the alcohol hokey pokey. Just very makes me laugh every time I think about it. All right, we've only got a few minutes here, and I do have a full board of phone calls, so I'm going to give you the chance for anybody who is on the line right now. We're going to try to get through all of these phone calls, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk. And then I'm going to move to the next one. So if I move on to the next person, I want to get you in here, let you say what you think, and keep it moving so that I can get as many voices on as possible. I'm going to start here with Jennifer. Jennifer, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the speech last night?
Thank you. I totally, totally am so impressed with his speech last night. And the one thing that he said that it's kind of like it covers the kids that died. It covers everything about the Democrats. It covers everything that he has to deal with. He spends more time having to defend himself than he actually gets to spend being a president. Mm-hmm. And the comment I'm talking about is he said he could come up with a cure for one of the worst diseases or more serious diseases in the world, and no one would acknowledge it or appreciate him.
Yep.
And that goes along with, you know, unfortunately, you know, the kids that died and stuff. My prayers go out to their families. But he is trying to do a great job by getting America great again. And people just won't let him, because my dad and my sister and her family, they are so obsessed with watching CNN like every day.
Someone's got to.
That they just want to hate on Trump. It's like, why don't you let the man do his job? And no matter what he does, they're not going to like him.
Yeah. Jennifer, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. What a miserable way to live. Honestly, I hope that is changing for them at some point or another, just to not be obsessed with it. We had to kind of tone it down ourselves when the other guy was in charge and not just live in frustration the entire time. But she's right to point out Donald Trump knows there are people who are never going to approve of anything he does, no matter how amazing and great it is. Jim, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What did you think about the speech last night?
I think President Trump was spot on, and is taking the country where it needs to go and doing what he needs to do it. And anybody with a half a brain would understand that. I guess my real comments are, though, is it was kind of funny. I was watching Elizabeth Warren on her phone, or Pocahontas, as Trump calls her. I figured she was looking at her LinkedIn account, looking for a new job.
You think she's shopping for jobs?
Yeah. And the other thing was all the Democrats holding up those little signs, and that reminded me of the commercial with the people that are depressed. We got the little smiley face on the front.
Oh.
And they're, in essence, trying to cover up their depression by making it look like they enjoy life. A little smiley face. So,
Jim, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I get it.
Forgot about that commercial.
Charlie, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What'd you think about the speech?
Hey, Annie, long-time listener, first-time caller. I thought the president was spot on last night, very energetic, very focused, and he was very much in line with talking about the topics that got him elected, and he acknowledged that. To a previous caller's comment, they said that even if he discovers the cure for cancer, they're never going to be happy with that. So this is a guy that's got a laser focus. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to do it. And I'm very excited for the next 4 years.
Charlie.
Go
ahead. Go ahead. Finish up.
One last thing I was going to say. Just I thought the Democrats' behavior last night was reprehensible on so many fronts. And if I am any one of them up for midterms next year, I would start thinking about polishing up my resume. They may have to go out and think about a new job after all this. I think there's going to be some another bad coming through. So,
Charlie, thank you for calling us. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Take care. Bye bye. Yeah, it's one thing to kind of how I started the show. You could talk about the speech and what Donald Trump did, but then when you go into what the other side, the opposition did, woo boy, lots to talk about in both places. Stephanie, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your reaction last night to Donald Trump's speech.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. I, too, am a longtime listener, first-time caller. And last night I was watching, and I was touched. I was moved, and I had tears. I had tears of joy. Trump is doing great things for America, and if people can't see that, shame. Shame on them. I think he's doing great, and it was just moving and touching and tears of joy. He really loves America, as do I. So I think it was amazing.
That's great, Stephanie. I appreciate that. It is emotional to allow yourself to take in the moment and remember how long ago it wasn't, that things looked pretty dire. And we're not that far removed from the proposition that maybe we would have a President Kamala Harris. Golly, when you think about what we would be doing right now as a country, what we'd be focusing on, all of the stories that we cover every day in the news cycle that we wouldn't be talking about if America would have made a different choice. And if you go to the YouTube channel right now, you can vote in today's poll. Does President Trump have a mandate from the American people? Yes or no? He sure thinks he does. And he is taking it. He's taking every inch of it that he possibly can. I want to get to Chad. Chad, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What'd you think about the speech last night?
Hi, Annie. Thank you for taking my call.
You
I
bet.
Thought the speech was spot on. I think the behavior from the Democratic Party was just a kind of sealed the deal that they are the true enemy of the state. And if I was a Democrat, I'd be absolutely embarrassed right now of my party. It's sad. It's a sad day for the Democratic Party. But I hope that he continues his path on and gets our country back on track.
He seems focused, Chad. I think he's going to do it. I think that's a great point. Dave, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What'd you think about the speech last night?
Yeah, it was a little bit long-winded. I thought he was spot on the topics that he hit. The thing I don't like is the Democrats seem to vilify what DOGE is doing, going after the waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. Everybody knows that there's waste, fraud, and abuse, but when you call it out in specifics, the Democrats still seem to vilify what they're doing. But on the other hand, this government is not a political beach ball, and that's the way it's been treated for the last two or three decades. It's all about politics, politics, politics. It's got to be treated like a business, because if you don't treat it like a business, we're going to go broke. And that's why Trump is being fairly successful in what he's trying to accomplish. But I think the left and even the right are afraid of what's going to happen, what he's going to find out, the graft that he's going to find out and expose some of these politicians. Really, there needs to be term limits and get rid of the old guard, period.
Dave, thank you for the phone call. And, you know, I think that there is accountability coming, and I don't know that it's just going to be lumped into one category of politician. I think that everybody needs to have their eyes wide open. You make good points. I got two phone calls left. We're going to try to get through both of them, so we'll be quick here. Start with Margo. Margo, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What'd you think about the speech?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I thought it was absolutely amazing. And the Democrats proved beyond a shadow of a doubt they don't care about the American people. And they are beyond despicable.
Mm.
There was one person in the audience holding up a paddle saying, "I hate America." Okay, leave.
Oh, Margo, thank you for the phone call. I didn't see who that was.
I didn't see that one either. I saw a whole bunch of other ones. I didn't see that one.
I wonder if it was one of the memed ones.
It might have been somebody doctored it.
I saw one that somebody was holding up and said, "I farted."
Oh, there's a lot of places you could go with.
I think that one was a meme, but I haven't fact-checked it, though. Gene, last call before we take a wrap here. I wanted to get you in here. What'd you think of the speech?
Nope.
Gene, it's you. You're on the air with us.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Hi. Annie, this is my second call to you.
Thank you.
I thought our president was outstanding. I thought he touched the hearts of Americans. He made us realize what we're going through and finally, hopefully, opening some people's eyes. I thought the people he introduced well received. Those Democrats... The lady before me stated they ought to be run out of office. I agree with her totally. What are other countries thinking of us when we can't even stand for our own president, clap for our own president, when they are doing those horrible, despicable things?
Gene, you hit the post, right? You hit the nail right there on the head. Thank you for calling. Your second call. Looking forward to your third one next time we open the phone lines. Margo, thank you for your call. Everybody, today... What a packed couple segments there of you. And that is the best. That's the best type of thing we can do on the show. Have that conversation. We'll be right back.